I'm Peter Zakin. I'm an undergrad at Princeton. I was an undergrad. I graduated last week. I've been working on AppRater. Thank you. I've been working on AppRater with my advisors, Simia Sen and Meng Sheng, this past year on a project we call AppRater. It is a command line for the social web. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this as we go through, but I want to start here. I want to start here. I realize that this is a pretty maybe over-exaggerated image of a screen in disarray. But the idea is pretty clear, and it's that we have a lot of networks that are great for sharing, but we have too many of them. And what ends up happening is we spend most of our time on one or two major networks, Facebook and Twitter. And granted, you know, there is some disparity among web usage, but this pattern holds true for, I think, the vast majority of us. And what this means is that there are really two kinds of web communities out there. There are large communities and there are small communities. One of the things that occurred to us when we started working on this project was, what is the flow of data? The flow of data moves from the small networks to the large networks. But if you think of this in terms of input-output, we spend most of our time reading. We spend most of our time on large networks reading all the content that's coming from across the web, Twitter, on Facebook. But what this does is it hurts the small networks, because since we spend all this time on the larger networks, we don't end up inputting as much into the smaller networks as we should. This isn't a problem because the smaller networks are losing. It's a problem because the smaller networks actually have something to contribute to the ecosystem. And that is, to put it plainly, these smaller networks are specialized. They handle certain data types better than the large networks. So if you think of Delicious or Read It Later, I'm struggling with this presentation here. I wonder if we can... Okay, we'll keep it here for now. So if you think about networks being specialized, Delicious and Read It Later and these other link sharing networks are much better at handling links than, let's say, Twitter or Facebook. It's really hard to structure all that data. And when you think about it, they're handling a whole swath of data that's much more general than these specific data types. So we really set out to solve two major problems. Number one, how can we make it easier to belong to many different networks? So this is really targeting the multi-network user who is really overstretched. And the second problem is, how can we support content growth on these smaller networks? And the solution that we came up with was what we think of as kind of a neat little hack. It's AppRater, and it is a way to connect to all these other applications in these communities that you're a part of while you're on these larger networks. So how can you interact with small networks without ever leaving Twitter or Facebook? And we built this to start on Twitter, but we came up with a few ways, or at least we imagined that we could come up with some ways to make this work on Facebook. So AppRater allows you to send actionable commands through your tweets to the web applications that you use. All of the commands that we support amount to little more than simple posting. But as I'll talk about later, there are actually really cool things and more sophisticated things that you can do with this functionality. So we support four applications right now. We support Delicious, Facebook, Foursquare, and Read It Later. So we have a specific syntax that's used for these commands. So when users tweet according to the syntax, we'll actually operate these commands. So as I noted before, right now this amounts to just posting. So if you tweet at AppRater Delicious, example.com, example.com will be added to your Delicious list. If you tweet to Read It Later, and so forth, pretty much follows. It's pretty self-explanatory. And actually, that's something that we really gave some serious consideration to, because we wanted these tweets to have real semantic value so that they'd be human readable as well as machine readable. So hopefully, we've been able to do that. Let me get out of this hard presentation and try to actually show you a demo of how it works. So if I go to my Twitter, at pzakin, in case you want to tweet me as I go on, and I tweet at AppRater delicious. And, you know, let's find something interesting. So I picked out this article, Pinterest Fear the Female Ghetto. I haven't read it yet, but New Yorker's usually pretty good. So if I add that here and I tweet it, all my Twitter followers will see that I have tweeted this link that hopefully my Twitter followers will enjoy. But also I want to keep track of it because I think it's interesting and I want to add it to my delicious. I'm going to show you in about a minute that showed up on my delicious. Until then, so right now actually the service is pretty slow. I'm a little embarrassed about that, but the point here isn't the merits of the software so much as it is hopefully the merits of the ideas behind it. So if we go back to the presentation, I'll show you in a bit that it worked. I assure you it did. Let's just talk a little bit about the architecture. So speaking of things that I haven't done particularly well, the architecture has a few little problems, but let me just give you a brief overview of it. Essentially what happens is the user tweets, and then we have these listeners that are run by cron jobs. Stream 1 and Stream 2. Stream 1 waits 30 seconds before it runs. Stream 2 starts immediately. So essentially we have these two 30-second shifts in which the application is actually listening for new tweets. And then we actually have a cron job for execution. What I mentioned earlier, that there are some little issues. This happens to be one of them. I didn't really realize this while we were going through it because the performance of the application suited the needs of our very, very few users. But if we were going to optimize this, we would actually change the cron job. We'd actually remove that cron job and instead just execute the execute function every time we find a tweet command that hasn't been executed. So that's a pretty easy modification. I just haven't gotten to it yet. So we actually... we actually have had some issues with speed. It's actually a good place to talk about limitations. The application is pretty slow. We average around 40 seconds per executed command, which on the one hand is really slow. On the other hand, it's actually not a terrible thing because speed is not so significant to the nature of our project. It works. It shouldn't really pose any real threats to the user experience. Another major limitation, we don't support private accounts. When we first started doing this, we actually didn't think about the private accounts because none of us had private accounts on Twitter. But as it turns out, the Search API doesn't support streaming from private accounts, and for good reason. Another thing worth mentioning, we didn't use the streaming API. We used the Search API, which is not nearly as fast or as comprehensive as the streaming API, which offers an uninterrupted flow of data from the Twitter firehose. We could have done this. It would make the application much, much faster. We chose not to just because we didn't want to have to deal with the complications of maintaining a long-standing HTTP connection. But again, the application works suitably for the current demands, which, to be honest, are not many. Another limitation worth mentioning, we also offer a geolocation, or a Foursquare integration, rather. And so right now, we actually can't check in properly. Right now, it's a shout check-in, which is of a different variety. We could do this if Twitter, we're actually having an issue with Twitter's geo attribute. It doesn't include the latitude and longitude coordinates, but that's an issue that we're looking into, so hopefully we'll have that fixed. There's been similar work done to this. If you hashtag FB or hashtag IN on Twitter and you've set up your Facebook and LinkedIn credentials on Twitter, then that post will be forwarded to your Facebook or your LinkedIn. We don't see this as particularly competitive, because we see AppRater as, you know, kind of the bedrock of future development, of a new kind of development that goes beyond reposting. We'll talk about this more towards the end, which we're quickly approaching. But yeah, right, AppRater is more than just reposting. It's about sending actual actionable commands to these other applications, offering our users full API access to the applications of which they are members of those communities. And finally, IFT, which is a really, really cool application. I don't know if all of you have seen it. But it basically, it's if this, then that. And it's basically an API piping application. So if something happens on a network that you're a part of, then IFT will actually trigger another action on another network. So if I'm tagged in a photo on Facebook, then I might tweet, come look at a picture that I was tagged in or something like that. So there's really cool inter-API synergy here. I want to talk about two major takeaways. The first is what we would do if we kept working on this project, and that is we could actually support a developer platform in which developers could reserve keywords. So we actually did this already on behalf of Delicious and Read It Later. They're by no means partners, but we've gone ahead and given them the benefit of a doubt. And so we could see, you know, potentially smaller networks using AppRater to boost their engagement. I will tell you, as a user of AppRater, one of our very, very few, I really do enjoy sending at AppRater Delicious in the link. It does help me keep up with my Delicious. So I've seen particular value from that, and I could imagine that other link sharing networks might see value from that. Purely back-end applications. So we actually had running an application that was built on the platform, which we've discontinued because we didn't want to have to pay the Twilio fees. But we were actually running a group messaging application on AppRater in which users would tweet at AppRater SMS and then a group name, which actually corresponded to a list of numbers that a user had specified on the AppRater site. So this is just one example of an application that didn't require any front-end interface. It was purely on the back end. It was purely written on the AppRater platform. So that's kind of a new way of looking at developing applications, really looking at piping one application to another. Second takeaway, Twitter is a social OS. As I mentioned before, AppRater promotes inter-API synergy, piping. But beyond that, it's a universal interface. So you can connect to all the different applications that you use online from Twitter, which is convenient because you spend so much of your time on Twitter, or many Twitter users spend so much time on Twitter. You might never have to leave Twitter if we actually, if AppRater did its job well. There are a few ideas that come out of this that I think are worth mentioning. I'm going to leave it to questions in a second. You know, you could see something like a web shell, which isn't necessarily on Twitter, but you know, a full standalone application which is operating commands just like, you know, Bash. So that's something that came from our experience in building the application. I realize I'm running out of time, and I'd like to leave it for questions. But I think just a final few words might suit us well, which are that. You know, we've actually stopped taking signups for the application. We didn't have many users. By some people's standards, this is a failed project. But for us, it's not failed because we actually learned a lot, and hopefully you have as well. And we think that we've garnered some interesting insights on the future of interfaces and how different networks are going to interact with each other in the future. And I think that's worth talking about. So thank you. I appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you about AppRater.
Any questions? So now that you graduated, are you opening are you going to graduate school? Or?
No, I'm actually working on a startup.
Ah, okay.
Which is not.
That's what I was going to ask.
Which is partly why AppRater has been discontinued.
I see. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sure.